Okay, so a quick footnote to what we did. Seder. So the Gemara talks about this idea of the Kedusha of a Sukkah, right? The idea of Chag HaSukkot, right, in Hashem, that therefore there's this special halacha of Machag LaHashem, Afsukkah LaHashem, right? And Tosa discusses, we seem to have halacha d'Rabbanan, we seem to have halacha d'Oraita. How do you explain that? How do you synthesize these different sugyos, different aspects? Rabbi Tam comes along and says something very interesting, and there's actually a tremendous amount of discussion of this Rabbi Tam. I'm going to take it from one particular perspective, and that is Rabbi Tam. So Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Tam Mefarish, right? And Tosa, Rabbi Tam Mefarish. The Eitzim shall Kedei Hechsher Sukkah Chayla Kedusha Alayhim the Asirei Midoraita Aval Hayoter Mekdei Hechsher Lo Mitzrayel Midrabana. It's a phenomenal chiddush that Rabbi Tam comes up with, right? The answer is simple. If you're talking about the part that's the Hechsher Sukkah, the Mishir Sukkah, that's Asur Min HaTorah. That's Machag Hashem, Afsukah Hashem. If you're talking about the rest of the Sukkah, that is Midrabban. Perhaps, there's a lot to discuss, but perhaps one could suggest putting Rabbi Atan in the framework of what we've seen, Rashi, Itzibah, Sukkah, etc., that forget about an Itzibah case. One could argue, I think along the lines of Rabbi Tam, that every Sukkah consists of two parts, even though it may not be clearly visible, right? And that you have, that the Sukkah serves two different functions. Let's talk about the Sukkah, because that's our sugya from Itzibah. But that there are two different components, and they serve different functions. That you need to have, number one, you need to have something, you need to have the minimum share of the Sukkah. That's what makes it into a Sukkah. Right? That's what's mastering the Sukkah, that's what makes it into a Sukkah. The rest of the Sukkah, forget about an Istva case. We have one floor, not a bumpy floor, one level. And you have Sukkah, and the Sukkah is all, you know, Lamat Nechaf, and it's all good Sukkah, and it's all Tzilat Merubah. So you walk into a typical Sukkah, right? And the Sukkah has, you know, everything's normal, and they have the Sukkah, and it's all. From the perspective of what Rabbeinu Tam suggests, putting in the context of Rashi, etc., one could say that there are really two Sukkahs there, right? Since that the whole point is one Sukkah, but there are really two halachot of Sukkah there. One is that you have the Zion Tzvach and the Minim Shir, etc. That's what makes into a Sukkah. And the rest is there not to be Mashu Sukkah, but to actually to define the area, right? The what is included in the Sukkah. Right? And then whatever's included in the Sukkah is the Mela. Okay, that's certainly, you know, a little bit of a different way of looking at it, but I think that there's some basis for saying that based on what we've seen in Rashi and Rabbi Tam, the Rush, etc. It's only something to think about and consider there. Okay, so that's in terms of the heart of the Itzibah Sugya. But there is an aspect of it that I want to touch on just briefly, Adap Dalin. Okay, and that's the aspect of the Dofen Akuma. Okay, so Rashi discusses. There's the chiddush that we saw in Rashi relates to the part of the sugya of the itztabah, where the itztabah is against the connecting wall, right? So we have those two parallel walls and then the connecting wall, and the itztabah runs from one parallel wall, from one parallel wall to the other, along that connecting wall, okay? That's the case that Rashi's chiddush that we've been focusing on, and he has one, the Rid disagrees with, etc., the Rush defends. That's what we've been focusing on until now. But there's a second half to the sugya, which for someone that can spend this long on, but to touch on quickly. Second half of the sugya, which talks about where the itzdaba is not against all three walls, it does not touch all three walls, not connect to all three walls, but rather it's against one of the parallel walls and goes to a piece of that adjoining wall, right? Like where it's perpendicular to the parallel wall. Okay. So says the Gemara that Haita Gvoa, right next to the pictures. Haita Gvoa me Esrim Ami. Uvana ba itzba k'neged dofen ha'imtza'i, right? That connecting wall up nei kula. V'yesh b'hekshar sukkah k'shera u'min ha'tzad, right? So now we move to case number two. Min ha'tzad. What's the story of min ha'tzad? U'min ha'tzad im yesh misvat itzba l'kotel dalet amo b'suva. Okay, so if the gap between the end of the itzba and the wall that is parallel to the wall that has the itzba, if the gap is dalet amot, it's possible. But me'arba amot, but pachol me'arba amot, right? But if it's less than four amot, k'shera. Ask the Gemara, my kamashmalan, darmina dofen akuma? Tell me dofen akuma? Everyone knows dofen akuma, right? That's child's play. What's the big deal? Tanina bayit shenipcha v'sichech agabal im yesh min akotel v'sichuch dalet amot. Sula, hapacha mikan kshera, right? So that's the old dofen akuma. So what's the big deal? With the part of the schach that is above the non istaba part, if it's less than dalet amot, so that will simply be an extension of the wall. And what will happen? So from that side, if the wall goes up and then it goes across and meets the part of the schach. All stop, but the sock that is too high relative to the floor will simply meet, it will be part of the dofen, it will meet the sock within four amot, and that's all fine and good. So that's the old halach of dofen akuma. Why do you need to tell us this second case, right? The second case is pshita. Says Marina, Mal te mahatam hu dechazio le dofen, aval hacha de lo chazio le dofen, e malo kamash malam. So I might have said that in the case of Bayit Shenifchat, so there, it's right to be a dofen. So I have no problems. But in our case, it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? What does it mean? Why is this not right to be a dofen? Because it's made of stuff? Okay, so that's a possibility.
Or it looks like the rest of the field.
That's a possibility, but it's not what Rashi says. I don't think it's what Rashi says. Let's take a look at Rashi, okay? Rashi, I have to warn you, the language is not so simple, okay? But I think that once you see what Rashi's getting at, you can begin to understand what he's saying. Okay. So the second wide line, pachot mi'arba amot k'shera. Ready? Sha'af hu hukshar al yadad, dekayim ala halacha mosh mi'sinai, halacha mosh mi'sinai, de machshrei sukkah al yadei akimat dofen ad arba amot, chaser mashu, right? A little less than a dollar amot. V'roin schach ha'elyon ha'mechubar l'dofen ha'rachob, ki ilu hu min hadofen atzma va'akum ad k'neged tzvat ha'itzdaba. Okay? So, now, by the way, Rashi here is saying something significant because there are two ways you can understand dofen akuma. Okay? One is there are two ways you can understand dofen akuma.
Just for a moment. If you look at Mishnah, you see that there is a discussion. What is this dofen akuma? So, if I have a case like the Bayit Shenifcha, right? Bayit Shenifcha. So I have schach here in the middle. Forgive my drawing, but I have schach here in the middle. I have here is like part of the roof. Here's part of the wall. And there are two ways I can understand it. One way I can understand it is Dovan Akuma means that the wall is viewed as
going
like this, right? And that I view this as part of the wall. And that's why it's a Dovan Akuma. Okay? That's one pshat that you find in Rishon. There's another pshat. And that is that Dovan Akuma means that if here is the beginning of the Sah, right? Let's draw on the other side, rather than the path on the other side. Here, the Sah begins, let's say, over here. So I view it as if the wall bends and goes over and meets the Sah.
Is there a map for you?
I think there are differences, but I just want to point out that there are. In other words, okay. One way of understanding is that this piece, let's take our case, right? In our case, so what do we have? We have the sukkah, and we have the sach over here, my sach, and I have an itztabah that goes over here, and therefore here is, let's say 18, and here it is 22, okay? And therefore, what do I say? That this, if it's less than 4 amot, that's part of the wall. But the other way of understanding it is that no, it's not part of the wall, but rather, I say that I view it ki'ilu, the wall goes up, and then reaches out and meets the staff. What?
You're assuming something that's not there.
But not saying that, and this part is thereby cut out of the circle. Okay, because of this imaginary wall.
Wait, so that's, would those people say that you can sit under the wall? I don't know if that's imaginary, right?
Okay, can't do the whole sugya of Dovan Akuma. One breath, I just want to make you aware that there is such a discussion. Okay? Again, you look at Daphne Zion, go and show them, see that they discuss this. Okay, which is Rashi saying? Now that we know that there are two possibilities, again, without getting too involved in it, we know that there are two possibilities. So what does Rashi say? So what is Rashi say? And look at Rashi, it's fascinating. And then you'll understand what Rashi thinks the Chiddush and the Gemara is by our case, by Dovan Akuma. It's like this.
So Rashi quotes halacha Moshe Mitzina, demachshri suka alide akimat dofen ad arba amod klasamashu vero in schach haelyon hamachubar ludofen ludofen arocha ki ilu hu min adofen atzmo vaakum ad kneged svat haitzdeba. Right, I view it as if this is all one wall. There's an extension to the wall, right? The schach that is too high up is viewed as an extension of the wall. Okay? Vikan, now, until now it's simple enough. Now you get the next sentence and tell me what you think Rashi's saying. Vikan modedin et gopan misvat ha'itzdaba ulamala. V'afal pi shemitachtav nimshach klape chutz hoil v'rosho eno kala alkein zel gova chalala v'renit ma'et chalala mitachtav. That's quite enough, right? What did Rashi say in that last sentence?
Even though the wall is really
thoughts?
That's Rosho.
Well, you know what Rosho means?
Oh.
What?
I'm saying, like, which Rosho?
Okay, so you have to think it through. It's a very cute Rashi. It is. It is really. In other ways, what can I tell you? Rashi's saying that we have in effect a very interesting wall. Okay? Why? Because we need to introduce the floor. The floor goes like this. Okay? Because the floor goes like this, it means that if I were to measure the wall, okay, I go along the wall, I'm climbing the wall to get to the schach, okay? Imagine, let's say I'm a spider climbing the wall to get to the schach, okay? There's a nice spider web over here with a nice juicy block. And I'm a spider climbing up in spider's eye view.
And the birds get all the eyes used,
right? The spider is climbing up. Slowly, 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 up my dofen until reaching, okay, the juicy bud at the beginning of the schach. Okay? What is the height of the spider as it makes its way to that fly? Okay? So, we'll do it in amos. It's going to be at a height of 1 amma, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, okay? At some point it's going to be 22, and then level off, 22, 22, until finally it is at, let's say, ikinam. Okay? Because
you have to measure from the floor, right? So at the point where it's parallel to the edge of the itztaba, it's 18 amot high, right? But along the way, that spider has experienced a height, not just, you know, here it's, over here maybe it's 18, right? And then it's going to be 20, it's going to be 22, and then suddenly it's 18 again. Okay? So, given that, and removing the spider out of the equation for a moment, let me ask you a question. How tall is this wall? So interestingly enough, we have a wall, if you can imagine, okay? We have a wall where, sorry, it's not straight. Imagine a straight wall. I'm not trying to make it open, I'm trying to make a straight wall. Okay, imagine a straight wall. And that wall, okay, at this point is 22 amot high, but at this point it's 18 amot high. Okay? Because space is warped or something in that area. No, I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? We have, in effect, when you take into account all of the halakhic considerations and perspectives, we have, in effect, a wall, right, which at its highest point is 22 amot high. But that highest point happens to be in the middle, not at the top. Well, I don't know, maybe this is the top. Right? And it's kind of a wall, in a sense, it's a wall that goes like this. So, right? So if it's really a wall that goes like this, in a sense, right? That's kind of a way of drawing this. The wall goes like this. So if I have a wall and in fact goes like this, is it this high? Right? Or is it this high? So Rashi says that this is the chiddush. Okay? The chiddush here of Dofen Akuma that is a greater chiddush in our sugya than in the normal case of Dofen Akuma is that normally in Dofen Akuma the entire Dofen remains within 20 amot. The entire Dofen, wherever you're going to measure the Dofen, you're never going to be higher than 20 amot, and therefore it's all a kosher Dofen. Right? Normally when I have a Dofen Akuma to get to the Sach, the point is the Sach, let's say at a height of 18, but it's 18 here, it's 18 here, it's 18 here, then 17, 16. So this is going to be a Dofen, right? That's all good Dofen. But one could have argued, says Rashi, one could have argued that in our case, this Dofen is really not, even with Dofen Akuma, even with considering this piece to be not schach by Dofen, right? Granted, I have that halacha Moshe Sinai. I'll give you that. But even once I say that, right, it still doesn't help me. Why? Because this Dofen is too tall. Because if I measure it from its highest point, it's actually 22 amot high, and that's no good. It has to be... Now that's an oversimplification, because who says the Dofen, as opposed to the Schach, needs to be within 20 amot? That's not so simple, and that's a whole long discussion in and of itself. Okay? But that's the assumption that, kind of the assumption that we're working with. Granted, it requires clarification. Okay? I just pointing out that that's not so simple, but we need a whole other shiur to discuss that. But if we grant that for a moment, so Rashi says that that's the chiddush here. The chiddush here is that no, that this is not a 22 amma wall, it's an 18 amma wall. Why? Because the way you measure a wall is from its bottom to its top, even if its top isn't its highest point. And its top is where it meets the schach. Okay? In the end, meaning the end of... And that's not the issue. We're not, that, that, no, you can't say that. No, but that's not the, as far as,
think Rashi says explicitly you can't, but that's not the issue. All I'm saying is that Rashi, again, we try to understand, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, why do we need this additional fiddish? It's because it's not chazi l'dolphin. With me, it's not chazi l'dolphin. So what does Rashi say the pshat is? Again, we'll read it inside in 1 second. But what does Rashi say the fiddish is? It's not chazi l'dolphin because from a certain perspective, it's really 22 amot high. At least in some places. Which may mean that the whole wall is right, 22 amot high. Unless you say that we don't count from the highest point, but rather we count from the end point, right, where the wall culminates and you move to the sach. And that's exactly the chiddush of the second itzvah case, that's how you count the height of the wall. Okay? Now let's read inside and see if Rashi makes sense. Okay? Says Rashi. We're going to pick it up from where it became difficult. Okay? Vikan, see where it says Vikan? It's like a line and a half from the end of this Rashi. Vikan, let's start a little before that, I'm sorry. It says, Va'akum ad keneged svat ha'itztaba. Right? It's bent until it reaches the point that is over the itztaba, right? That edge of the itztaba. Vikan, what's Vikan? Vikan is the point where it becomes now 18 amor high, right? The point at which it reaches the itztaba, where it's now directly over the edge of the itztaba. Vikan, says Rashi, modedin et govhan. You count the height of the, not the svat, we're talking about the wall, right? You count the height of the dolphin from the svat itztaba ulamal. Right? From the edge of the itztaba to the edge of the dofen. Right? And relative to the svat itztaba, how high is this endpoint? It's 18 amot in our example. The afal pi, and here's the chiddush. Okay, this is why it's a chiddush. The afal pi she mitachtav. Even though lower down on the wall, it's actually higher, right? Even though as you go down the wall, you get higher, because that's true relative to the, this is, this whole Rashi's modern physics. It's amazing, right? Okay, anyhow, so he says, even though the truth is that when you go down this wall, when that spider descends this wall, he's going up, right? So, even though Shmitatav Nimshach Klape Chutz, right? It goes out from the Itztaba, and thereby it's, relatively speaking, going up, because you're going away, right? You're departing the Itztaba. Hoil v'rosho eno kala, right? Since that's not an end point of the wall, it's the middle of the wall. Al kein zehu gova chalala. Therefore, what is the height of the wall, right? How do you measure the height of the wall? It's from the end point. Barei nitma'et chalala mitachta, right? The distance from the ground has been mitigated by the itztaba. Measuring it from where the wall comes to an end. Fits? I think it fits. I think that's what Rashi's saying. Okay? So, I couldn't read this. We had to do this. Okay? But remember, it has to be the second half of the Itzba, the second case of Itzba. But I think we have here some very fascinating things. Again, the idea of, it's just worth encountering this wall, which as you go down the wall, you end up going higher. but in terms of how we actually consider the height of the wall, the chiddush of the second Itzba case is that we're not concerned with the fact that this wall is higher in the middle. We're only concerned with its total height, which of course is less than the sum of its parts. So that's really what the chiddush of the Gemara is, at least according to Rashi. And now we, I want to, part of the reason this is also that you two were struggling, understandably, with this Rashi when you first read it in the Sugya, and I wanted to at least clarify a little bit. Okay.